Hello, I'm Julie McVeigh.
And I'm Lucy Ferret.
And we are here with Donna Bowman's film class, Appreciating Film, The Art of the Cool, with the sixth podcast.
Today we'll be discussing a film called Jules and Jim. It's a French New Wave film directed by Francois Truffaut. The movie tells a story about Jules and Jim, two friends with artistic romantic sensibilities living in pre-World War I France.
Jules and Jim largely focuses on the relationship the two men have with Catherine, a free-spirited woman with whom both characters fall in love.
Catherine is a beautiful young woman with ideas beyond her time, an anarchist living in a structured early 20th century society. Though Catherine provides diversion and romance for Jules and Jim, her wild, unpredictable lifestyle eventually leads to their fall.
As a new wave film, Truffaut shot Jules and Jim in a very stylistically diverse manner. It was very different and new in the methods of filming, very different from a lot of the films that we've seen previously, and personally, I found it very enjoyable.
I agree entirely. The film was very captivating, the way the camera danced around the people and how it captured perfect moments that they all experienced together, as well as all the turmoil that they faced. It was very, very interesting and fun to watch. The film was very visually stimulating, you know, filmed in the countryside. It's very lovely, France, and it's filmed in small rooms as well, so you get a really close, intimate view on people, on the characters, and how they relate with each other.
Now, a huge subject in the movie is cool love, and one of the questions we wanted to discuss is, what makes love cool? Is love only cool when it's long-lasting, a kind of happily ever after situation, or is it only cool in an ephemeral sense, you know, when all their romance and sexiness is still there and alive?
Here's one way of looking at it. Jules and Jim loved each other first. They had true friendship. Then Catherine came into the picture with all of her beauty and her vivacity. Jules and Jim both fell in love with her, but their friendship remained steadfast, and that is a sign of long-lasting love.
Now, from Catherine's perspective, it seems like love can only be cool when it's short-lived and there's a lot of drama involved. At the beginning of the film, she's in love with Jules, and she eventually ends up getting married to him. They have a kid, but she ends up leaving him for Jim, and this is with his full knowledge, and they live together kind of harmoniously, I suppose, but there's always an element of drama and, I guess, romance involved.
Romantic indeed. The film is full of feelings, love, depression, happiness. Jules, Jim, and Catherine live in a world separate from society and societal standards. They have their own moral and romantic universe. I mean, how many people in the world share one lover and still are able to maintain their friendship? Ah, the French.
You know, Catherine isn't the only one obsessed with this romantic love. All the characters in the movie are really drawn to her and the drama she brings to everything. Take Jim, for example. He has a woman, Gilbert, who he is kind of in love with throughout the entire movie, and she is obviously in love with him because they stay together even through his forays with Catherine. And he goes back to her eventually, but his life still ends with Catherine in this huge drama-filled death when they go off a bridge together. And what does that say about our notions of romantic love and how everything should end?
Yeah, is love only cool if there's a huge dramatic ending? In Jules and Jim, it seems that all of the characters live for precious, priceless moments in a torrent of dysfunction and drama. It seems that dealing with Catherine is such a pain, but then you see them laughing and making silly faces and frolicking in the field like they haven't a care in the world.
Ultimately, I think what we find cool about Jules and Jim is the fact that it rises above the realism of our own lives. I mean, something like that couldn't actually work out. How many people do you know could live with their best friend and their wife, who is their best friend's lover, and be perfectly okay with that? I mean, it just doesn't work out for us, for real.
In addition to that, it doesn't seem like Jules, Jim, or Catherine really have real-world obligations. They never have bills to pay, they live out in the country, they don't have to deal with people, they don't go to church, you know. They're not part of any society. They don't have a lot of income, it seems like, but money doesn't seem like an issue. You know, things that are usually obstacles in love don't seem present for them.
Lucy's right. That's exactly it. The reason that they're cool is because they live in a world apart. They don't have to worry about all the stuff, all the mundane things that we have to worry about in addition to being in love. Jules and Jim is definitely a very different, new sort of movie, both stylistically and in its ideas with love and romance and coolness.
We both really, really enjoyed this film, and we are going to watch it again, and we encourage everybody else to, just to see if we can find more stuff to talk about in it. Okay, well, that about wraps us up. This has been Lucy
and Julie,
and thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Bye.